Now the red light comes on.
That was his responsibility, and he failed on it.
On the front, I guess.
Let's see, what is today? Today is March 15th.
I had never touched. 10:05. I checked the air pressure in it, and I stopped into Hardee's because I could hear that clanging noise. It was a CJ7.
I had a little Wrangler, a custom aluminum wheel on it. I came to a stop. The moment I saw it lugging it pop off in the mirror, I stopped. And I got out, of course, traffic now is backing up. And I stop and I look, and all five lug nuts are off. It's just sitting there on the... And I just, fine, you people need to get out of the way. I went looking for the lug nuts and put them on back on my hand and limped home. I said, that was because I had too many distractions. I changed my routine, but boy, that would have ruined my whole profit for the whole week.
Okay, I want to go ahead and welcome everybody to the meeting. I appreciate everybody's showing up and attending. I guess I screwed up the last meeting, and
I turned it on. I saw him turn it on.
He forgot to push the button, so we're not going to have no minutes for the last meeting. But from my recollection, we had a great meeting. There was no problems, so there's nothing we have to look at on the minutes back then. So we're just going to move forward with a small bump in the meeting. Unless.
Is your recorder on now?
Yes, the recorder is on. So I understand there were things said last time that we need to have the recorder off. So therefore, this time the recorder's on, people.
Say everything twice and
we'll
have
to. Yeah.
That's right. So proceeding on, we're just going to go over the financial situation, and I'm going to let Dwayne cover that. And it's your floor.
Good morning, friends. On the March minutes, my treasurer's report for the 15th of March, 08, checking account balance on the 16th of February, balance on the account was $399.56. On the 11th of March, we paid the Ori electric bill with $88.67. And also that day, I deposited $50 donated from Jim Stovekin for Tom's memorial. And I had transferred $150 from petty cash, which brought it up $200. And as of the 15th of March, our balance on the account will now be $510.89. Which I think is about normal for this time of the year. As for petty cash, 16th of February, we had $112.02. And on 16th February, meeting donuts came to $11.91, which I informed them their fancy little machines on the counter cost me $1.50 a month. I still learn how to use them. But anyway, the kitty produced $82. And on the 11th of March, I note here where I transferred $150 from petty cash to the checking account along with Jim's $50 and had deposited it. That leaves on the 15th of March, cash on hand, $33.11 plus 6 41-cent stamps worth $2.46. This serve as a receipt for chapter checking account, checkbook and petty cash fund, accounting sheets, and 6 41-cent U.S. postal stamps. Thank you. Hope you can accept it. And my ears are all spocked up if I'm yelling.
I'll see a second.
And while I'm thinking about it, for the light bill.
Oh, well, we're doing pretty good. We thank you.
Well, we'll accept that, too.
We'll accept that.
So,
not so petty cash. Thank you.
Well, we agreed to, like, $1 a day running the building while we were building the plane out here, but that didn't cover the light bill. So, I decided we'd pay the light bill instead. We'd be better off. I feel like y'all paying the light bill for me building my airplane out here.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and bring this up. I got a little bit of literature from EAA, and I've got several DVDs that they sent. And this is basically just an overview of what Oshkosh is about. And this is this past year's, I think. So if anybody wants one of the DVDs, they can view at home and then kind of pass around these. I got four here left. Give Dennis one. It'll be up here at the front. And then here's just some literature that they send out. Got a whole stack of those. And also, I guess they advertise the nuts. You want some of these? I did get a bag of popcorn in the thing, and I kept it. But I'll bring that. So anyway,
that's
moving.
That's your pay for the year.
That's my pay for the year. So you got it, brother. I guess there's several events that we got coming up, and one of them, this is kind of like old business. I'm going to go ahead and bring it up, is the breakfast fly-in. Which now we only got 1 month basically separating us from it. And I think that was, what, May the 3rd?
Fourth.
May the 4th? Thank you.
Right.
I've got a little bit of dementia, so just bear with me, so correct me when I'm wrong. So we've kind of got some of that already organized, exactly what we're going to do and parts we're going to play in it. I guess, did we get anything really finalized? Now, that was some of those minutes of last month, and I can't remember all the way back for that. For the breakfast flying, but we were mainly going to do that ourselves. And we're going to just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Is that not right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know anybody that, I don't know if we actually had a certain number of volunteers of who was going to do what. We probably need to do that because you have to show up here and nobody know what to do, or what they were supposed to do.
Do we need to come here on Friday? Now, this is on Saturday, right?
Sunday.
Boy, I am bad, aren't I?
Yeah, our regular fly-ins are always on Saturdays, but the breakfast is on a Sunday.
Okay. Well, do we need to be out here on Saturday afternoon for preparation?
Well, we got to be out and stuff to grow, whatever it needs.
Okay.
Clean up this place a little bit.
Well, and I forgot to tell you, I'm not going to be here for the Lumberton fly-in, because I'd already made preparations to go out to Nebraska for my son. But I will be here on that for the breakfast fly-in. I'll come out here. I'll be one of the ones out here on Saturday for anything that needs to be done and to help out on the cooking on Sunday morning. We just need to know what we're going to. If we need any extra stuff, we can bring. I got a cooker, you know, burners. We need any extra burners, do you think so?
I don't know.
And I guess I'm looking at you because I'm.
Why are you looking at me?
Okay. As far as all of the things we got to cook on is right in here, so we're going to probably need some extra burners to do the eggs or whatever else. Are you? Wouldn't y'all think so?
I'm just trying to think that the first couple we had, we did all the cooking outside, but the last ones were in here.
Mm-hmm. And the breakfast soup, we did it outside?
The first ones, yes.
Yes.
Right over there. I remember the head. They always have a 50-50. Uh-huh. And I remember I wanted to tie it in there.
Yes, ma'am. We need to give it to the child. I don't know the way I
we could do those.
But I remember.
Just put the gas burners on here.
Underbox. They something wrong. He did a lot of the cooking and stuff. But. In here, I can't remember.
I remember cooking in here.
We put it in here just like we do for regular fly-in. They eat mostly in here. But we had scrambled eggs and.
We have to fire that up for.
No.
This one for the.
No.
Not the
breakfast.
No.
It'd be kind of hard to
scramble eggs. No. But I was talking about just some of these little portable burners where we can just fry eggs or bacon or ham.
Yeah,
you can get that sliced ham, you know. And
there's one out there in the shed yet, isn't there? Outside grill you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about like a burner, actually a burner where you stick a frying pan on.
Oh.
That type of stuff.
Electric?
Gas, electric, anything that you can fry on. Because all we're going to do is just do some eggs, scrambled eggs, and some grits. And
bacon.
Just get a little bit of bacon, and we can get that slice. You buy that ham that's sliced up in, what is it, about an eighth of an inch? Just flip it over a few times, that type of stuff.
Yeah, it might cost a little bit more, but it'd be a whole lot easier to prepare. It would take as long to cook like sausage would take.
Yeah, and I thought we could get some of those frozen, and get some frozen biscuits that you can buy there, these nice biscuits that's frozen. Yeah. That comes in about 20 a pack, and we can just throw some in there and just...
Well, if Shirley Shaw was here, because she's...
Just something simple.
She could tell you everything that we need for breakfast, but she's not here today. They were home because I saw it well.
I can tell you what we were going to do last year. What we were going to do before we got weathered out was we was going to have the Todd House cater it, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm.
And we had already paid them and everything.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I have the menu and the cost and, from last year.
$446. Pardon? $446 is the cost.
Well, it was $416.94, actually. But, yeah. That was for...
Checkbook, huh? I could have sworn I had that figure right, and you may be right.
Well, at last meeting, if you weren't here, it was voted on, and everybody decided they wanted to do it themselves and not try to make more money and not cater.
Yeah, that's fine. But I still had the menu that we were going to do. I mean, that might help.
Well, we had talked about if we're doing here, I know we were going to do some type of meat, sausage or bacon or whatever, and eggs, grits, and biscuits and gravy. Was another thing we had on there, and I don't know if we were going to do pancakes or not. It seemed like a lot to get.
I think we'd have the pancakes.
Yeah.
Biscuits and gravy is pretty easy to make.
Kind of bring dessert or whatever.
In 10 minutes, you can make a fresh batch of biscuits and those frozen biscuits in the freezer. Take about 10 minutes to cook them. And the gravy is just to dump it out of a can and heat it up.
Well, let's keep it as just as simple as we can.
Yeah.
Just. I mean, when you go down to Hardee's or McDonald's, what'd you get?
Egg McMuffins. We have egg McMuffins.
Yes, sir.
Let me list what we did last year, and then we can go from there. You can change it to whatever you want. But last year, we were going to do orange juice, iced tea, scrambled eggs, 175 of them, by the way, sausage links, sausage patties, grits, sausage gravy, hash browns, biscuits, and iced tea.
And we did all that on our own, though.
Huh?
We bought all of the what you just read off there and did it ourselves.
Yeah, we didn't buy quite.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, we were at Tabor City buying from Food Lion. Everything just
yeah.
We might have made a little different stuff than
we
what
didn't
they
buy would. Quite as quantity, I don't think.
No, did. Not probably as much.
Yeah. Well, we can do the sausage patties and the ham, which is really easy to do. So I figure that's the only two meats we really need, unless y'all want. Because bacon takes longer to cook.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's aggravating.
You got to turn it, it curls up on you. If you have a flat grill with those things, you hold it down. And
bacon's a pain in the neck.
So I just leave bacon alone.
I agree with you. We just make it as easy as you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should establish
come back for
what
we're going to
have and the groups that are responsible for it. Otherwise, everyone's willing to help. We don't know which way it goes.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we can get a good down pad and it works, what we'll do is we'll make an agenda for it, and that will be carry on from year to year. What do y'all say?
What
you want to do for me? Little deviations? Yeah, do the same thing. If it works, then we'll keep everything down, and that's what we'll do. But like I say, we only got basically, a month and a half.
You going to be here?
I'll be here for that.
Right.
Yeah, but I won't be here for the middle of the month, because I'll be gone about all the...
You won't be here to go to Lumberton.
That's right.
With hot dogs.
I'll be gone 2 to 3 weeks.
What is Lumberton?
It's the 17th, 18th, and 19th.
16th to the 18th, I think.
Yeah, 16th, 18th.
Well, I'm wrong on that, too.
So it's right there.
Of April?
That's right, man. Isn't it?
May.
Unless this is
wrong. 2 weeks after the flag.
I'm missing about one day.
I'll be around for that. See, May is going to be full. We got the flying here first weekend, the third weekend. We got Lumberton the fourth weekend, Florence again, May fly.
That's right.
All in May.
May's kind of a busy month that we have to separate.
We don't have nothing official at Mayfly, though. It's not what you mean.
No.
You
know
I mean?
Oh.
I went there last year, and I personally, I'll never go back.
Well, it's an air show. It's not a fly-in.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it is.
Right.
Getting off of that subject, but still airplanes, and it's the same time as our breakfast, except it's the second, third, and fourth. In Chadburn, North Carolina, Andy Hammond is putting on a hot air balloon festival. So it'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which we'll be here Sunday. But he lives right over here, 5 miles, if it's that far. And he has flown his hot air balloon out of the front yard. He says the wind's moving at all. He can't go up there. It's too small. And he was asking about maybe coming out here. So I'm trying to get him to join our chapter. So I said, for $50 a year, you've got a perfect launch site. Mm-hmm. And he also said that he would bring a balloon out during our fly-in. So we need to, maybe Gary, you need to, I've already talked to him about coming today and talking to us, but he has prior engagements with the balloon somewhere for something we're doing with kids for today. But I'll get you his number, maybe you could call him and talk to him. We could get another member and...
We'll just go over there and go over to his place and chat with him.
Yeah, something. I got his number, and that would be something to, if anybody's off and can make it, they're supposed to have about 15 balloons or so up there.
And that's so colorful.
And so it's not just, this is festival, so the, you know, the town's going to be doing other stuff.
Don't let the sun set on you in that town.
Don't.
I went up there last year. They had the balloons there, but the wind was blowing too bad. But they did inflate them. Everybody look at them. And they got a entertainment area. I was up there with an old tractor. But I may be up there again for with an old tractor, but I'll be back here about noon.
Wait, we had a guy come up and talk to us from, what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago? And he was, at that time, establishing rides in a balloon. And when I got down the highway to go home, I passed it. It looks like an auto place or whatever. And there's some indication that he must be in there with the balloons. But he came up here, spoke to us, and so forth and so on. I guess he wanted to get business. I think it was $50 or something like that to take you up in a balloon.
I mean,
explain what was necessary as far as the weather was concerned and everything else.
1 year they had one tethered here, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that,
I wasn't here, but I thought they had whatever. Yes.
There's possibly another member and something else for our... Get people to come look at the hot air balloon.
Well, at the meeting, you want us to get together with the other officers, and maybe we can go over there and just chat with
them? Well, no.
Plan a day we can...
He's kind of hard to get a hold of, even call it. I've called him three or four times before I ever got through to him, so...
Give me his number then, and I'll chat with him.
Could you have balloons fly around to have a fly-in?
Yeah, because they launch them early in the morning. Yes. If they're going to launch them and leave, they do it early in the morning.
Oh,
they want
to call. I know when I was down in, 1 year when I went down to Lakeland, and I was staying over close to Orlando, about where you and I were, on over the tour that way, they must have been 50 that morning. Yeah, but they had right at daybreak, and they had up, and they were coming by, because I was sitting out on the balcony out there, drinking coffee, and I looked up there, and man, here come this whole, I guess, flock of them.
They open the air show. Anybody goes down there this year, I think the launch is Saturday morning. It's either Friday or Saturday morning at daylight. And you go out there and watch them inflate them and take off against the sunrise. Man, that's...
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
It don't get much better than that.
Yeah, it's pretty sight. I saw it in Georgia. I don't know where it was at. Someplace I went in Georgia. And they launched about 50 of them just before daybreak. The sun hadn't come over the horizon. You just couldn't see it. But it was light. But it was beautiful. All those things lighting up.
They used to do that up where I'm from. Jack probably remembers. Malcolm Forbes. Everybody know who Malcolm Forbes is? He had one like a Harley. Like a Harley motorcycle. It was huge.
But he did it off his estate,
like
didn't he?
Chateau, a French chateau. Mm-hmm. And you come down the road and see a damn big building. It was weird.
They used to put up 50, 75.
He also told me that some of his sponsored balloons would be up there. And supposedly, I don't remember what it's supposed to be, but the largest hot air balloon there is supposed to be there. And it's some kind of a...
They got one that
I remember like, it was boxy shaped, but I don't remember what it was.
They got one that looks like Mr. Peanut. They had all kinds of shapes up there.
This Forbes you're talking about is
give me his number.
I'll get your number.
Father is dead.
No, okay, dead, yeah.
Go back to
he used to live right by us.
Forbes Ankerson. Yes.
Go back to breakfast now, sir.
He's a conservative.
Yeah, and the one that was going to run for president is a...
Oster.
Even fighting the airport up there. But he didn't want airplanes flying over his house.
When I was in high school, he was there.
I'd like to have close to 100% participation for the May 4th event. So what I'd like to do is try to get some commitment on maybe Saturday for things we need to do. Anybody that can show up on Saturday?
I'll be here Saturday.
See, that's no problem, but what are we going to do on Saturday?
Well, that's mainly the thing is if we get to clean up. That's only on Saturday. It'll be only if we need to clean up around the area.
And get the tables lined up and everything.
Okay, so
who's going to buy all the food now?
Well, first off, let me ask. How many are we going to figure for? 100? That's what we figured for last time. Is it?
Yeah. A good 100, that'd be worth. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think the price of gasoline is
going to
keep some of the planes
away. Yeah, I think you'd be lucky to have 50 show up.
Well, I don't know. Aviation fuel ain't much more than car gas.
No.
It's not that much difference, folks, I tell you.
It's four, if you're it's buying four something. Dry
it's $3.95 at our airport.
Is it $3.95?
Maybe we can do it like we've done diesel. The past. Whatever's left over, the members take a minimum of whatever, $3, $5, that way we won't lose money.
But we have to plan on some.
Everything seems to be bottom line driven by the money. What are we going to do about mowing this place?
What are we going to do about mowing it?
Yeah.
We were planning on you coming up.
Well, I think one of the ones up here, I'm sure. I'm refining my.
I think we're going to do like we did. I think we're going to do like. Well, first of all, let's finish the breakfast thing. Mowing really needs to be a subject we talk about next, though. I mean, I agree. But I don't mind coming Saturday or Friday or Thursday, but we do need to know what we're going to do on those days. So
we know we're going to cook Sunday, so let's.
So
who's going to buy the food?
And how much are we going to have to buy? We're going to prepare for 100 people. We're going to prepare for 75, 125. I mean, you know, we got to have a number. We
got
to have a
number.
Let's go to 70 people.
20 members and 20 members show up.
Yeah.
We'll feed 20 people.
Let's say 70 people total. There's 20 of us, and then if we have 50, because I've never seen more than 50 show up.
I don't think we'll have that big.
I doubt we had that many, so let's say just say 70.
Well, last year was the first time I come to one of the breakfast ones. I've never been to one of those before. So from my experience, nobody's showing up except members.
That was last year.
We had 27 members, though, didn't we? Show up. 27 meals is what I believe I counted. That so you figure if you had 45 people fly in on top of that, I know we bought as many eggs as what that list said, and it's unfortunate we had probably 6 dozen. So I don't know, we might have.
Yeah, no, but the fly-in was canceled, so there was virtually nobody flew in. So
I say this time that if there's eggs left over, everybody take a dozen home.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if they put money in the pot or not. I'd rather see that than have them thrown away. Mm-hmm. Okay. But
all right, so
they're cheap.
Total, say 75.
I would say so.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
158.
So we'll prepare for. Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Now the way they did is they figured for 100 people, they figured 175 eggs, but that was because they were providing lots of other stuff. If we're going to primarily just do eggs and meat, you know, some eggs, basic stuff, then we might need to do
meat.
Too.
Biscuits and gravy. And stop there now if you want
to. Okay.
Orange juice. Coffee.
Hash browns?
Yeah.
Hash browns? I'm asking. I'm not.
No, let's not get. Let's play.
Yeah,
let's play.
All right, biscuits.
Biscuits.
Okay, we had 125 before. That's for based on 100 people. So how many do we think? For 75, do we need 100?
Yeah, I would think.
Okay. All right, and we're not going to do. We are going to do gravy. How much gravy?
Oh, you buy that in a
gallon can. Cans. You can buy it in gallon cans.
We going to do that?
Yeah. 2 gallons will be plenty.
We couldn't find any gallon cans, but either way.
Well, you might not be able to get it, but the equivalent of that, if you have to buy smaller cans.
Yeah, if we had everybody show up, we probably would have needed more. What did we get? About a gallon cans worth in little cans, I think, last time.
So 2 gallons of gravy.
Yeah, in small cans. Yeah. And
what does it cost a gallon?
I have no idea.
Grits?
Grits.
Yes? Okay.
Grits,
how much?
5 pounds.
2 5-pound bags of grits go a long ways.
Man, that feed 150 people right there.
Okay. All right. You got that? Now, sausage, you're going to go with links, patties, or both?
Let's go with patties. Leave links alone, taste too long to cook them.
Yep.
Okay. And they had 100 patties.
Yeah.
They had one apiece.
That worked.
Yeah. So we're doing. Okay, no, we're not going to do links, right?
No links.
Okay, I'll scratch that.
We'll get a couple of ham. Again, we'll get a couple of that sliced hams.
Country ham?
No, just regular ham.
City ham, as they call it.
City ham?
Yeah, city ham.
It's sugar cured. It's not. It doesn't have the salt.
And that comes. It comes in pounds, or I mean, how do
what we do is just buy, let's say, 20 pounds. That's 2 shanks.
I don't know. I never bought. We get into them little packs, but it's oh, I don't know.
Well, we get that sliced ham.
That stuff's about $6 a pound, right?
Yeah. So you'd have to get a.
No, it's not that much.
When you buy it little like that.
Yeah. No, what I do is I get mine. I just get one ahead and slice it up. It'll slice up anyway.
About that big around and long. Just have it sliced up.
Mm.
I don't know what you actually call it, but I've seen the stuff in the grocery.
Well, that's already, the bone's not cut. I was going to get the guy to slice it. It's by.
It hasn't got no bone in it. Processed ham. It looks like bologna.
Oh, the one I was talking about does. It's the big one. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. You can buy it in like that, thin slice.
Yeah, because.
JB?
Yeah, it's about as big around as a piece of bologna. Yeah. It's like a bologna.
Canadian ham.
You got to cook that. Just slice it up. And it's just done.
About 3 of those.
I have no idea how many.
Iced tea?
For breakfast?
Yeah.
That's what we planned for last. Well, what we had was orange juice, iced tea, coffee, soft drinks. That's what we voted on last year.
Stick with soft drinks, leave the iced tea alone. Yeah.
We bought 1 gallon of iced tea, and some of it got drank, but there was no sense to buy more than that.
Orange juice?
I mean, yeah, definitely orange juice, right?
Yeah. Yeah, about, 4 or 5 gallons?
Well, we had planned 2 gallons for 100 people.
A couple of gallons would be probably plenty, because I got a feeling most people don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
There's going to be some want some orange juice. I like orange juice.
Okay, so we got coffee covered probably, right?
Yeah.
Coffee from a different flight or a different breakfast I flew into around North Carolina or South Carolina. Coffee was the biggest hit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
you
about that.
Yeah.
Well, we're not a restaurant. We got to remember, we're not a restaurant. You're not sitting down in a restaurant and eating.
No. Soft drinks?
No.
General?
Boxes.
No. I don't think soft drink was for breakfast.
Well, it was for me. But
there's always a few in the refrigerator anyway, different kinds. Coke, Pepsi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mountain View,
maybe some bottled water.
Maybe bottled water.
Yeah.
I always keep bottled water in there.
Okay. So there are other things we got to have is like jelly, butter, condiment stuff, and some plates and napkins, utensils, coffee cups, serving spoons, tongs.
You think we could go down by Costco's or Sam's Club and pick this stuff up?
Don't go near Sam's Club. Go someplace where you can buy what you need, not what they want to sell you. Because if you go to Sam's Club, you'll buy 4 times what you really wanted to get, and it'll sit around till you throw it in the trash.
Yeah,
and you've ended up spending 30% more than you would have if you'd just gone out and bought what you wanted.
Okay.
And sometimes their coffee and stuff is more than if you went to Winn-Dixie or Food Lion and got it.
You sold me a Food Lion, Dad.
We really got messed up last year by going there. I'll never do it again.
That's just, I'm stating.
Okay, you made a believer in
I ain't had much sleep. I'm proud of you today. You'll have to excuse me.
I say you're crazy.
Food line it is.
I can't see wasting money, though.
We got about everything covered here.
All right.
Biscuits, meat.
Okay.
Okay, now to the schedule. Now that we know what we got to have, how long is it going to take us to cook it? That's what I wanted to get at. So I was trying to work up to.
It won't take long to cook
it. Yet. Who's going to buy it?
Well, we can do that Saturday. When we come out here Saturday, when we come out here Saturday, a couple of us will run down and pick it up.
Run down where?
Food line.
Where's that? How's the closest out to here?
Food line. Right down the street down there.
12 miles.
Yeah.
We have made a decision.
Paper City.
We're going to Food Line. That way, we got it covered. Food Line's got it, man. If not, we'll go to IGA.
All right. I'll make a motion that Gary and Dwayne do that.
I volunteer.
Dwayne didn't raise his hand.
He just volunteered.
I volunteered. We just need somebody that says, I'm going to do that. And we get up here and both of y'all were sick that day. So if something happens, y'all can't get here, you better call somebody.
Wayne, if you're a proxy stand-in, if Dwayne and I, if something happens to us, God forbid, please.
So I got to go do what it took 2 men to do.
That's right. Well, you're the textbook for us to make you.
Can
you pre-cook all this?
No,
not really.
What time do they expect the
9 o'clock.
Planes to fly in?
9 o'clock.
Nine o'clock. So someone's got to be here before 6.
Like 7.
You've got to be here.
Yeah. Be here early. They'll be gone by 11.
That's what I said to you on the way up.
How about we got enough paper plates and all that established? Spoons, forks, and cups?
I bought some, but we'll probably need, I think we got enough spoons and forks, those little packs.
Plenty of coffee cups.
Caps.
Plenty of coffee pot.
Plates, we probably need some plates because we got a few in there, but not a lot.
But we can take an inventory.
Napkins, got plenty of napkins too.
Sure, sleeves.
So we'll take an inventory of that, and when we get ready to go on Saturday, we'll look around and replace the food, then we'll pick up the rest of the stuff. Uh-huh. All in one run.
Very good.
And Sunday morning, you're saying around 6:30? That some of us will need to be here?
Yeah, 7 o'clock anyway, I think is what they've been.
You need to be here by 7 o'clock.
Well, I'll be one of them that'll be here.
You're going to cook a pot of grits.
We'll try to get it.
If you don't burn it to the bottom of the pot, it takes a while to cook.
Well, I'll cook the grits.
The longer you cook grits, the better it is.
The better it is. 18 minutes.
Oh, yeah, in a 10-pound bag of grits.
18 minutes.
18 minutes right on the dot. Not a minute long. Right, Peggy? That's southern grits now. 18 minutes on the dot at 350.
I cook Insta grits 18 minutes.
I hate anyway, grits, but I'll eat his, so he's pretty good, I'll tell you.
So we'll do that. So
it gets softer and creamier and better.
That's right. The longer you cook it, as long as you don't overheat it,
heat soak in. It's bad about sticking to the pot.
It turns from sand to sawdust?
I
can't stand grits.
Just got our two cooks, Gary and.
Well, who else? When? What?
I'll
where?
Cook.
Anybody else?
I'm not a cook, but I volunteered. Re-volunteered. Ruthie deserved and Peggy.
Okay.
You can have home fries or just
your wife come
sample. Sample. We're not going to let no one.
Our life has changed a little bit.
We're staying simple.
Been there, done that.
Yes, okay.
Experience.
Well, it looks like that's a plan.
Peggy,
well, it depends on the weather. It depends on the weather.
Yeah, that 40-mile-an-hour crosswind was pretty stiff last year.
Well, Peggy, are you saying that if we cook it, they'll come? Like if we build it, they'll come?
Yeah.
If the sun's shining and it's calm, they'll come.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised with something that will fly when I wouldn't even untie my airplane.
Does that kind of cover everything that we need to do over on that?
Yeah, because we got one more meeting before this.
I will not be at the next meeting, but I will handle the radio.
Okay. In May.
The day of the plan.
Good. You're not going to do like that guy down
Marshland
in Florida, Titusville.
Marshland.
Marshall?
Well, they had a crash, remember?
You marshaled a
couple
aircraft
weeks ago?
No.
Killed four people.
I guess I could help him out.
Breakfast flying.
I don't have a problem with that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have my feet already dead.
That's that, the radio, man.
Was it
the
radio?
No, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I thought
I'll
you,
do you something can't, even
what,
if it's wrong.
What it is with the radio.
The reason
here,
I said that, I thought you were going to marshal last time.
I didn't last time.
Right.
They do what they want to do.
I think what we did is it was a barbecue.
Chuck did most of them last time.
I was involved in serving.
I said Chuck and myself.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had check it. For some reason, Bud had a pipe sticking up out here. I think he had a windsock on it or something. Right on the end of it, by the ultralight strip. But a guy was coming in, and you know, the signal like this. I had the orange thing, right? And he almost banged into me. I moved, and he swung the plane around. He smacked the wing on that pipe. And he got out, and I said, "You don't listen, do you?" You know, I know, or don't pay attention, because if he was watching me, it wouldn't happen. Then we had a woman, I was on the tower out there, ran a cub in the tree out there.
Tree's gone. Tree's gone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I asked Bud to take that tree up. He was out here one day, I was out here.
Yes.
I said, "That's a liability to you, Bud." I said, "I'll see you."
Yeah, she was, I saw it coming, but I tried to stop her on the radio. She ran into it, put a big dent in the wing.
Yeah.
Was that the girl that sent her? That was her father's plane.
They had two of them alike. They
yeah, short
yeah,
the
that must have been a John Deere plane with a pair of wire pliers and some wire.
But anyhow,
putting that 200-mile-an-hour duct tape on.
That's right.
Should have been here when we had the P-51. You remember when the P-51 came in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My life.
But this is why I quit parking airplanes, because I always talked to Bud. I used to take care of all the parking. And I would ask Bud how they wanted it, blah, blah, blah. And every time he was telling me one day how he wanted it, and then the next day change it.
Okay.
Well, they had an umbrella on top of that stand that we had out there. And we had a bunch of planes coming in. We had a P-51 and a jet come in, a little jet trainer. And I told him that I was going to park them out there. Bud said, "No, I want them over there by the stand." And I said, "Bud, no." He said, "That's where I want them." Okay. So I had the guy go over there and park by the stand, and he had a bunch of antique cars parked out there. When that guy spun that P-51 around and goosed that throttle was straight down, he blew that umbrella off the top of the stand, dust, dirt flying all over all those antique cars, and then the jet came in and did the same thing.
Jet about blew the whole stand over.
Yeah, unbelievable. But anyhow, yeah, he can. Then one time it was really wet, so we couldn't park up here. We had to park, you know, where the center, the place to park, pull in down there. We'd gone down there the day before, and he this blah, 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 okay. So I was the first one to fly in. I put my plane exactly at the beginning where he had told me. And I'm getting the other planes were coming in, and I'm lining them up. He comes down there and he says, "Jim, I don't want your plane there. I want it back there." I said, "Well, push it back there. Go ahead." I'm not pushing it. It was that deep in the mud already. Mm-hmm. I had a big argument with him that day.
Well, that kind of takes care of in the old business. Is there anything else anybody wants to bring up at this time for any new business?
New business, cutting grass this year. We talked about it last month.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't want to make any waves. I would hope that Bud would volunteer to at least buy fuel for us to cut the grass. But if he don't, we either don't have a fly-in or we cut it ourselves. Bud's not able. I don't know if he's financially able to hire somebody to come cut it, which I would think he would be, but I can't say that he is. But I know he's not physically able to do it. Because last year he couldn't even get, he had to have Shirley help him get off of the tractor one day. He couldn't get off the tractor. So he don't look like he's any better this year than he was last year.
I think I mentioned it last time, and I might be wrong, but I think that I remember Tom saying, and Tom was pretty much up on rules and regulations and stuff, that they are obligated to have that field pliable at all times according to our contract.
Yeah, the airstrip, because of the rate, was in the contract for
August. Well, I've read the contract, and the contract does state that we are to take care of the area right around the
around here.
Yeah, that's all we're supposed to do. They're right. supposed to do the runway and all that, and that's very true. But the other end of the scale is that they're charging us $300 a year, which is about $100,000 less than it should be. Okay, what I'm saying is that how much were you paying for just an empty field?
We rented an empty lot at Myrtle Beach just to put a sailboat on our sailing club, and it was a vacant lot, and our lease was good for 30 days. It was a year lease, but it was good for 30 days upon notification that we had to be off of it, and we paid $10,000 a year for it.
Yeah. But there's another way to look at it. If it wasn't for this chapter being here, this airport would be nothing.
This is true.
I agree. There would be no action here at all other than, right. Than the planes coming in from...
Right.
But I think for our fly-in, so, we're going to have to keep the grass cut for that.
Well, yeah,
but after that, I'd mow the building. I mean, I'd mow around the building and keep it clean. But I don't know that we ought to just jump out there and keep mowing that runway.
No, I think we ought to have a meeting. I think we ought to have a meeting with them.
I think that
they and say, and, but, you know, and try to help them and they help us.
I understand that.
So we'll mow it, but if they'll furnish the equipment.
Well, see, the thing is, I really think they ought to mow that out there. They probably should.
If they'll furnish the equipment and the fuel for the tractors or lawnmowers,
we'll do it. Right.
We'll cut it.
And besides that, like $300 is not a whole... lot of money. Either
yeah.
way, it's more to us than it is to them. That $300 isn't keeping this airport going.
No.
But that $300 is half of our income most of the time. So yeah. it means more to us. But when we're putting out our money to put gas in and cut their grass...
Yeah, the biggest thing is time and effort. I mean, more than money.
Yeah. The only thing is, when we're mowing it with the lawnmowers, these things...
We're beating up our lawnmowers.
If the grass is mowed every week... they'll do fine.
Yeah.
But you do it every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks, the mower just barely will go through it.
Yeah, it's too big.
It's just too much. So we're going to have to, up until we have our fly-in, and our fly-in's in the fall, so you have to cut it all year pretty much to keep it decent.
See, my contention is, my opinion is, is that this is not our airport.
No.
This don't belong to us. It belongs to them. Yeah. And if you own an airport, what you have to do is you have to cut the grass, or you have to pave it. So my opinion is it's their responsibility to cut the grass. It's not their responsibility to provide us with equipment or fuel or anything else. It's their responsibility to cut the grass. But it's our responsibility to talk to them and try to come up with it. In other words, to say that cordially, you know what I'm saying?
You know,
not be mean about it, but just to say that we got to work something out because, you know... For me to come out here, I got a lot of things I do, and for me to come out here for 4 hours and sit on a little riding lawnmower, that's too much, you know.
I don't mind doing it. In fact, I sort of enjoy it. Tom and I used to both enjoy it. But
right here, just building or something.
Yeah, cool.
But geez, you know, you're going to do that runway. That's you go one way and it's an hour before you get back. I mean, it's
a long road. Yeah. But, anyhow, I'm willing to help if we get. Reimburse somehow for it, but I'm not.
Yeah,
I think that.
I think we. My opinion is we need to talk to them.
I think you should
come to an agreement.
I think that the officer should go through.
Yes, I agree.
At least
I think the primary officer should. Don't you think?
Well, that's what presidents are for, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, they catch the crap when it hits the fan.
Not a problem.
Who negotiated the lease originally?
A little bit.
Who negotiated the lease originally?
Russell.
Oh, gee, that's way back.
Russell was the main man on that lease. If it hadn't been for Russell, we'd probably ended up paying a lot more than we were paying.
And that was...
He probably has the best report.
Does anybody know how Russell
was? I think that was 8 years.
Right now.
Wasn't that 8 years ago?
Yeah.
How was
he coming? I don't know. Wayne said he's in bad shape. But
he's not in too good shape.
Oh, boy. Well...
By the way, just for a point of information, I talked to Irene the other day. She's doing pretty good now. Tom's wife?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. Yeah. You know, in fact, I'm going to take her out for lunch next week.
Well, I guess it's kind of a unanimous agreement then that we should probably go ahead and try to come up with some viable solution with them, and that details so it ensures that we need to go over and discuss that with them. So I guess that will be done.
If we can find them. I haven't seen them in 6 months
or
something.
Well, I just came by. Their van was parked there, but that motorhome that they had is not there, so they might be away somewhere.
Did they buy a new motorhome since this last
one? They had another one,
yes.
Wayne has a good point about it all, though. Even if you can't work out a viable solution with them or an amiable solution with them, it still falls on us if we want to have our activity.
Yeah.
But that's what the bottom line is. What are we going to do with it in the time?
I think we should just maintain the runway, the strip, prior to our fly-ins. And then if anybody has interest in this airport for their own use, and they feel like they should go and use Bud's tractor and put fuel in it and mow it, then that's their own. That's what I do. When I'm flying my plane out here shooting landings, I maintain it because I can't fly in tall grass. There's a farmer here that gets to put his crops in for free. He's the one that generally does all of the outboard mowing, bush hogging.
He only does that in the fall.
I have a key to the tractor, and I need to get in gear and maintain it. But for the past 6 months, I've been steadily dropping trees, burning stumps, burning, and putting up fences. So I have had no time out here.
Yeah.
And on top of it all, in the last 2 weeks, I've got 36 hours of work, so my finances are really shot to heck. The horses eat more than that. But I'll be happy to keep doing what I was doing last year when I can. And I understand nobody else wants to. I really don't think the chapter has a whole lot of money involved in what was done last year. I realize that the tractor repairs might have come out. You saw some of that. I will not do that anymore. I'm going to try to fix that tractor right. If it doesn't fly, we're just going to have to write it off as a bad investment, I guess. I believe that bearings in the deck will stop the belts from burning off of it. And but I'd like to say I bring out 5 gallon cans of gas. I put in 100 gallon tanks of fuel down there for the tractor to burn. I never ever take it out of the only time I've ever taken it out of chapter funds was prior to one of our fly-ins, and I thought the chapter had some sort of a debt to mow their own grass and at least the taxiways. I think we should be generous enough to step forward and do some offering to the owners of this airport instead of trying to dictate what has been wrote down in words with as little monetary value as they're really receiving from it. I always thought that if you go out there and you put yourself out as in the best way you can and you treat people fairly, you'll get more in return than if you go out there like you're fighting communism. That's just my way of looking at it, and in the past, that's worked for me, and it might not have worked for the chapter, but I get a lot different response from those two when I go up and say, what are you doing? Do you need a hand? And next thing I know, they're offering this and that, and it's true, they might change their mind before I ever do anything, but I just don't look at it that way, they're getting old, and if they change their mind and they don't remember the agreement we had verbally, so be it. It's not going to hurt my life one way or the other.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but I also don't like to be taken advantage of, and I have in the past, not here, but other places, been taken advantage of. Like, I've taken several people flying. I was teaching a guy to fly in my airplane, but never once did that sucker offer to give me a nickel for the gas. And after a while, it starts to rub you. I don't know, maybe not you, but it does me. All I want was a thank you, and never got that.
Are you talking about his tractor?
Yes.
Bud's tractor?
Yes.
Tractor?
Yeah,
he won't let us. I supplied the fuel for it the last 2 years.
Are they all good and operating so we don't have to worry about hours here? In other words,
well,
so
I'm about that.
A little less
risk. He ain't going to let nobody else drive that tractor.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I don't know what Dwayne did to let him get him to drive it, but he won't let
He attended a 400-hour course.
Let me drive it.
I just told you what I did. I went up to him and I said, oh, your clutch needs adjustment. Your throttle is loose and falling off. I can fix that. I just offered to help. If I was a cook and all I knew how to do is bake briskets, I'd bring biscuits to somebody.
Yeah.
They'd give me catfish back. That's how I live my life, and I do real fine. I don't make big money. I barter everything. That's the way I've gotten ahead.
Bud usually attends the flying.
And he usually gets all the mowing done a couple weeks before the flying. He's not here because of medical reasons or sometimes they're planning trips.
Not able to do it. Send him an invitation, just a handwritten invitation. Hey, we're having a fly-in. Make sure you come.
They know about it.
Hey, she's the one. She'll work at the fly-in.
Oh, yeah?
Can we say by this next Saturday where we're going to come up for the Sunday fly-in, we'll have some...
Yeah.
In other words, we'll know whether who, what, when, and why.
I think between now and the next meeting, we should go and talk with them. Yeah, I agree.
All I'm trying to say is we'd rather know whether we have to do it or where we stand. Well, look, so we don't get to the Sunday and
I hear you, Peggy.
Yeah. So that's good. I think that's enough time. That's a month. That's enough time. I think they need a good real estate agent, by the way. You know this place is for sale, right?
No, it didn't.
Oh, it's been for sale for years.
But they ain't been able to sell it. So
$3 million.
I threw you that bone. So
thank you.
You need to pursue that.
Finder's fee. No, I don't want no finder's.
Yeah, but Kathy, that's better.
You know, that's the country way of doing business out here. Finder's fee. Oh, I hate it.
As soon as you find somebody interested, they'll look crazy the price.
Well, the car keeps moving. I offered to buy it one time. But every time you reach for it, it's a little bit farther up.
I remember when it was $900,000.
That's when I made the offer.
Now it's up to $3
million. Yeah, or four. I don't know.
How many acres?
330 something, isn't it?
I'm on a state wetland.
I don't know. But anyhow, anything
else? A good place for a...
No, I think we about killed that boy.
We about killed it? Anybody got anything else?
Do you want to...
New business?
Reiterate on... I want to make sure that's closed right now. And I want to make sure that we understand what we're going to do with that. You still want me to go talk to him?
Yes.
Okay, that's one thing. Try to find a solution with the problem that we got.
Right.
Well, just...
Received.
Make it simple. You know, ask him...
Ask them what their plan is for mowing the grass this year.
Bud's the secret. What are they going? Their plan about cutting the grass this year.
You know, they have a responsibility. I swear to you, okay? Because if I look up this airport on the register, it don't have my name or yours or anybody here. It has theirs.
It has their name on it.
They own it
as an airport.
That's right. And therefore, they have a responsibility. And it's a public use airport. Therefore, they have a responsibility, a legal responsibility to keep the grass mowed.
Right.
Okay.
Not now, for us.
But now the other side of the coin is if we go to them and say, bah, you better do it.
Well, that ain't right.
We got to work with them.
Okay, I'll try to work that out before the next meeting so we can have some type of solution sent to the next meeting on that. Anything else?
Well, we're going to have lasagna for dinner. With Italian bread, and I hope some of you want to stay. It will be 12:30 before it comes out of the oven, though, because I was late getting moving on it.
Sounds good.
But you're here.
But I'm here.
Okay, we're still on new things. Anything else new that you want to bring out? Now, future, today, next meeting?
As soon as the meeting's over, we're going to stick on a piece of tape or two on the plane if somebody wants to. Hang around, look at that, see what we're doing.
Anybody going to Lakeland?
I make a motion to meet me adjourned.
Yeah.
Yes, may I ask you a question?